Lord, I thank you. Of your will, and you show us through Scripture your will. Lord, I want to walk your will. I want to live out your will. I want to have a purpose that is way bigger than myself, that's way bigger than money, that's way bigger than building a business or something else. Lord, I want to have a purpose that is your will. That's my desire, Lord. I pray for that for this church. I pray for this church to have an outlook just like this for your will, Lord. I'm asking for us and our church just to come back to the first love that we see in you, that we know that we need to have as people, and that we have as people and as a church, and that we can reach those around us, Lord. Help us to reach our community. Help us to reach our family. Help us to remember, Lord, to pray continually. Give us that wisdom, Lord, and help us that the Spirit will work in our hearts, that we can remember to do these things because it's your will for us. In your name we pray. Amen. As we leave, what's happening this week? As you're at the store, you can stand up. You can stand up, and this is what you're going to say. Has anyone used this phrase yet? Okay, well, we're going to keep doing it, because otherwise, if no one's using it, then guess what? I'm not doing my job. So we'll keep saying this. So if you're at the store, and you're at the gas station, and you strike up a conversation, you say, have you ever put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Say, that's your neighbor. We're practicing. Okay, Beth, you can say it to Dick and Cheryl, since you can pretend that, yeah, that's really good because it's somebody different. You can say, have you ever put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? And then you lead into telling them about Jesus. We're dismissed.